In archaeology, X rarely marks the spot. But then again, it can happen. Just ask Bill Kelso. He heads up the dig of the 400-year-old Jamestown Fort, the first permanent English settlement in America. Kelso and others have always suspected that somewhere, under the dirt, there was a church. Throughout the excavation, they've been guided by an original sketch map.
And it showed an X, slightly off-center. I always thought it sort of X marks the spot where James Fort is. Or some others have speculated maybe that's where the church is inside the sketch if you took it literally.
Literally, because if you take that X and rotate it ever so slightly, it becomes a cross. And sure enough, even though they weren't looking for it specifically, that's exactly where they ended up finding the post holes of a church built in 1608.
High five time, we call it. You know, I mean, it's eureka, if you want to use that word.
The team has had its fair share of eureka moments over the years, but this one was huge. The church was the center of life in the fort, where edicts and charters were read, and where Pocahontas married John Rolfe in 1614.
She was probably baptized there, too. We can point to the exact spot, because it would be in the center of the chancel. Probably the first English-born child would have been baptized there as well.
The stories it tells are so evocative and so rich.
Eric Powell is an editor at Archaeology Magazine. He was part of a team that put together a list of the top 10 discoveries of the last year. That's included in the January-February issue of the magazine. Along with child burials in Tunisia and some early pyramids in Peru, the Jamestown Church made the cut.
It was a really rich year for archaeology, a lot of discoveries going on. But the 1608 church at Jamestown, really, it was really a no-brainer. Jamestown's just so iconic. You know, we're all so sure we know the history of Jamestown. Surely there's nothing else left to discover, and of course there still is. So that's always a nice reminder that no matter how well you know a site, sometimes they have mystery and secrets yet to be revealed.
Some of the mysteries might have to wait a few more months. Winter at the Jamestown Fort means the ground's hard, and so the dig is currently on hold. In the 18 years that Bill Kelso has been with the Jamestown Rediscovery Project, his team has uncovered all but about 20% of the original fort, some of which was lost to erosion by the James River. Today, a ferry full of cars and people ekes its way along in the frigid gray water. If the fort was still standing today, even from way out on the ferry, you might notice the church. It was a two-story, mud-walled cathedral with palisades that towered over the camp.
We're looking at the area where the church post holes were found.
They've also uncovered four graves at the church's east end, a traditional burial place for the Church of England. Probably the graves belong to captains and clerics, though Kelso's not sure who exactly yet. In total, the church was in use for less than a decade.
When the governor, Samuel Argall, came in 1617, he described the fact that the church was down and they were having services in the storehouse. They probably used pine. That just isn't going to last a long time in the ground.
Kelso says visitors to the fort have been steady, and the church will be one more reason to come to the place where a few hundred Englishmen did their best to survive over 400 years ago.
You know, we've got the real thing, you're looking at the real place and what was left, and this is the spot, you know, and that seems to be a real thrill to visitors.
Work on the church resumes this spring. I'm Thomas Pierce reporting.